Heroin is cheap, available, and increasingly popular with young adults. And now some Bucks County school districts are joining in the fight in a new way. WHYY's Diana Allen reports they're stocking the overdose antidote Narcan.
Since September, Bucks County's Quakertown, Palisades, and Council Rock school districts have been stocked with naloxone, also called Narcan.
Unfortunately, like other suburban communities in Quakertown, our area has been struggling with the war on heroin. Drugs affecting many young adults or late teens. Our community has experienced overdoses where the heroin is, unfortunately, it's the drug of choice right now.
Robert Lee is Quakertown's school resource officer and the only one trained to use the antidote. He has experience recognizing signs of an overdose.
Usually what you find is shallow breathing, discolored face, very unresponsive, visible track marks on the arm.
The walls behind him at Quakertown High School are decorated with posters from a support group for drug users. Lee shows me his naloxone trainer. It's square-shaped and resembles an EpiPen, the device people use to stop severe allergic reactions.
Place black end against outer thigh, then press firmly and hold in place for 5 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Injection complete.
Quakertown obtained the antidote drug through a grant with St. Luke's Hospital. The Bucks County Drug and Alcohol Commission says the number of people younger than 26 seeking drug treatment is growing significantly. Among this age group, heroin is the leading drug for the fourth year in a row. Even so, most students are not aware of naloxone. Quakertown senior Nick Rubellino only just heard about it, but supports making the antidote available at school.
My first impression of having it in our school is that it's a good move to make sure we have the right type of equipment just in case something like an overdose would happen on school grounds. Because Officer Lee said it's a growing issue and it could easily spill onto school property, and if we have that issue, it's always good to have.
Not all feedback has been positive. Some have told the district overdoses act as a warning and that naloxone will only enable people to stay addicted. Diane Rosati, the executive director of the Bucks County Drug and Alcohol Commission, says the enabling concern is a myth.
After folks are saved through naloxone, it's extremely important to offer treatment opportunities to those folks. Anybody who experiences an overdose is certainly at a high risk of another potentially fatal overdose. So we want to be able to offer services to that person and support to them as well. So we'll be working on how we can reach out to those folks to stop the cycle.
None of the three high schools have used naloxone yet, but the antidote is credited for saving 40 lives in the county since March. I'm Diana Allen, WHYY News.